This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Hurya Mathur. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that no power on earth can bring Article 370 and Article 35A back to Jammu and Kashmir as long as the BJP is in power. Prime Minister Modi said that these have gone forever. Addressing election rallies in Katra and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said that BJP was committed to restoring statehood to J&K as promised in Parliament. The Prime Minister said today, the world is watching how the people of Jammu and Kashmir are strengthening India's democracy. Mr. Modi said it was the BJP government that started the Vande Bharat Express train from Delhi to Katra. He said that the Pakal Dal, Rattle Kiru and Kavar power projects are currently under construction and will not only generate electricity but also provide livelihoods for the youth of Jammu. He said that a new medical college has been established in Udhampur and that a district hospital has also been completed in Raisi district. Mr. Modi said that railway connectivity in J&K is attracting more than 2 crore tourists to the Union Territory. The Prime Minister also held a roadshow in Katra. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that White Revolution 2.0 will lead to empowerment of women, fight malnutrition in children, generate employment, strengthen organic farming and enhance soil fertility through organic farming in the country. He was speaking at a national level conference in New Delhi today on a series of transformational initiatives taken in 100 days of his ministry. He said, today India has become the largest milk producing country in the world. Mr. Shah said, maximum women are engaged in the dairy sector, with some generating business worth 60,000 crore rupees in Gujarat alone. The cooperation minister said it was long-standing demand that there should have been a Ministry of Cooperation, and this demand was fulfilled by the NDA government. President Draupadi Murmu has appealed to all the educational institutions and teachers to encourage daughters to acquire higher education and become self-reliant. The President was addressing the convocation ceremony of Devi Ahilya Vishwavidyalaya in Indore today. She said, with the support and guidance of parents and teachers, daughters can dream big and achieve those dreams, allowing true partnership in the country's development. Praising Indore, which was ranked in India's Swachhata survey 7 times in a row, President Murmu said that the residents of Indore have set an extraordinary example in the field of cleanliness. Earlier today, the President addressed the Safai Mitra Sammelan at a Jain and honoured 5 sanitation workers on the occasion. The President also virtually laid the foundation stone of 6-lane highway between Ujjain and Indore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to United States from 21st to 23rd of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said during the visit Prime Minister Modi will take part in Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday. The Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister will interact with several foreign leaders and interact with the Indian diaspora in the US. He said Prime Minister will also meet with a host of business and industry leaders. Mr. Misri informed that bilateral meetings with the leaders of Japan and Australia are also on the cards. New Delhi has rejected a media report on the diversion of Indian defence exports to Ukraine. In response to media queries, the spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said the ministry considers it speculative and misleading. The World Health Organization, WHO, today declared Jordan as the first country in the world to eliminate leprosy, marking a significant milestone in global public health efforts. In the first cricket test of the 2-match series against Bangladesh, India were 339 for 6 at the end of first day's play at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Ravichandran Aswin scored his 6th test century and was batting at 102, along with Ravindra Jadeja at 86 when stumps were drawn. Yashasvi Jaiswal scored 56, while Rishabh Pant contributed 39 for India. Hasan Mahmood took 4 wickets for Bangladesh. Bangladesh won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.